Hello, welcome to episode 114 of the Talking Talkie podcast. I'm joined by Chris.
Hello, Swanee. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. Well, we've got a little bit of, I say excitement, but a bit of news today. We have a new signing, but we'll get to that later. Should we start the Gateshead game?
Yeah, before we do, I do want to apologise for everyone who's getting sick of my voice. I think I've been on three of the last four now. if you're wondering who's to blame, it's the other 10 dudes who are in the group who do this, who for some reason don't want to show up when we're not doing very well. So
yeah, no,
I'm not going to call out the entire Talking Talkie podcast crew, except for P, whose work trying to get us organised is, well, unending, let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's therapy at this stage for me, talking about Talking United. That's what I do too. So you've got to get off your chest, really, after this season.
You can't hold on to this stuff. It's not good for you,
man. No, it's not. It's not. It's really not good for you. Right, Gates said, so, Yellow Army, fantastic. What a turnaround. Turnout even. I presume you watched it. Did you stream it? Or
I did watch it on the stream, yeah.
What was your overall thoughts?
They were the better side. I thought in the second half they really put pressure on. I thought we were pretty good for the first half, honestly. But, you know, it's a classic case of we need 3 points and we never really look like getting them.
No.
It's been a struggle. I think obviously we missed Lapsley, who's suspended two more games, maybe three more games. I don't know whether it was a 3 or 4 game ban for him. But and it's difficult because the position that we're in, we need to be winning games, but ordinarily traveling, I don't know, 10,000 miles to get somewhere and getting a point would be a decent result.
Exactly, yeah. In the context of, like, say, if we're mid-table right now, we're going, oh, good point. We'll take that. Fair enough. We battled all right. But I just still can't get over the fact that it's a time-wasting thing. That's why I just do not understand still, like, that whole mentality of, like, was it true love it was wasting time in the 90th minute?
Or... Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Came on, for people who weren't aware, Halstead got injured. And that's frustrating as well, because he got injured just before halftime.
Yeah.
Came out after halftime, then conceded a goal. And I don't know whether it was his fault, but could he have got closer to the goal if he hadn't been hurt?
He should have done better, but in the context, he's probably had. Yeah. He would be disappointed to let that in, whatever. So, yeah.
And that goal is, you know, it's emblematic of our entire season, because
it's bad decision making.
We run around in midfield, we try and get it. You know, there's no lack of effort. Then Dawson goes straight to one of their guys, who then scores past two retreating defenders. Like, they're just backing up and like, shoot, we said, I will. Thanks very much. But yeah, and you know, a lot of it came on just after that. And then he seemed to be wasting time immediately, which I don't know if he'd been told to do that.
He must have been.
Gary Johnson's comments afterwards, where he talked about it being a good point, maybe, but we only have really 8 games left. No one's expecting us to beat Wrexham.
No.
The only way that game comes into play is if A, we're not relegated yet, and B, able we won the title, which could have happened. I mean, given how.
I think it's more likely they've already won a title.
Yeah, I would like them to show up having just won the title the previous week. Trophy lift.
Ben Foster's GoPro in the back. Yeah.
Everyone can have a party except for their players, who instead will be, you know, gassed on the field, and we might even get a result out of it. But
it's pretty mental to me. They just didn't understand fans' frustrations at that either. It's like last week, remember when Ross Marshall got subbed again? I know we were down to 10 men.
Yeah,
it's Wilson, who've been battered twice since, can I point out?
He's
going off like he just didn't go off the pitch. He was like clapping the boys, clapping the fans, like, well done, like, we're 4-0 up. And it's like, mate, we're 6 points from safety, wherever it was at the time.
I mean, unless the management and the team are so confident that they're running, it's going to be 27 points out of 27. But
yeah, I mean, fair play,
anybody who watches the play knows that that's not the case. I also find it interesting because at various points throughout the season, we've had Gary Johnson complaining that it's unfair that teams waste time against us.
Oh, it's last season as
well,
isn't it?
We all do it. And there is a problem with time wasting in football in general. It absolutely should be stamped out. Referees should be booking goalkeepers for dwelling.
And then if they book them, that means they can do it for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
They'll never get a second yellow.
Well, they only ever book them after, you know, 88 minutes. If you book a goalkeeper after 35, give him a, you know, a half to tread on eggshells, as it were, you might stop it. Or book someone twice for doing it. That was interesting. Yeah. But that's not the reason we didn't, you know, we didn't win. You know, I thought Stobbs, the new loan signing, looked encouraging.
Yeah, there's some signs he could be a professional footballer, which by his past shows he is one. So that's all we need at the moment. Doesn't have to be anything amazing. There's a few bit sort of half experience, been a few sort of games under their belt, and that's kind of players we needed from the start of the season, really.
Yeah,
like Jarvis.
Right, exactly. I mean, we'll go into. I think we'll have a Jarvis conversation because at Talkie Towers today, which. Try to say that last five times. We've had a little bit of an argument over how effective and how good Jarvis is. I suspect that I'm on the same side as you.
I think he's unbelievable. Yeah. Not unbelievable. I just think he's a very good player at this division. Like he needed this season in his career because it had stopped, which is hopefully Nubel would be similar. We've got him in a minute as well. And the fact that some players start, I mean, Jarvis started brilliantly non-league, went to Luton, and then he just couldn't hit it consistently at the high divisions. They fall, and then they have to get to a point where they restart again. And Jarvis has done that. I mean, as everyone says, in a team like 2 years ago, he gets 20 goals. At least, like, he's the how he's just got goals out of nothing, and his work rate, the way he wins everything in the air, he's not too bad on the ball at times. Oh, I think he's great. Yeah. I really, really like Jarvis.
But yes, so that, you know, sticking to Gates, we went a goal down just after halftime.
Yeah.
We replaced the goalkeeper with Lover. And we did equalise in the 70th minute, Evans, who actually is turning into a really good player.
He's becoming the player we always thought he could be capable of. Yeah. Isn't he? It's just having games, professional games is what a lot of these lads need. I mean, some are beyond hope, I think. But
the goal came through Stobbs. He nipped past the defender, basically on the halfway line.
Mm-hmm.
Got away with pace, which is rare. Put a cross in, which wasn't brilliant, but it bounced to Evans, who was able to control it and volley it home. And
doesn't it just show, if you just get the ball in those sort of positions, you talk about percentages or whatever, just sometimes it can fall for you. Like, you know, and that's what we haven't done enough this season. We just haven't done the basics. So you don't have to be a well-drilled team. Just be a team that will get the ball down. And, you know, I would prefer to have less ability but more of a balanced squad, some we haven't had at all, rather than a few really good players and just some very bad, no balance. Just have a bit of a balanced squad, and we could have easily stayed up this season.
It's a crap division.
Yeah, and, it's terrible. It is terrible.
Crap team.
We're abysmal. This is the worst hockey team I've ever seen, I'd say. It's worse than the Yeovil's team. The Yeovil's team lacks effort, these ones don't. And it was just so uninspiring. But we're, what, four wins off from the reigning games, matching the points tally, I think I read.
Yeah.
That's mad.
I think, like, we were a poor team, and you can make excuses like, oh, injuries, and we've been better than a lot of teams this year and haven't got resolved. Both of those things are the things that relegated sides say.
Yeah, yeah. I just think we've been terrible from minute one, to be honest with you.
We
showed fire at times, but...
Yeah, the Gateshead game shows it, because you get that goal and you think, let's go ahead and win it. Not long afterwards, Stobbs gets subbed off. I assume for fitness reasons, because he perhaps hasn't played very much, but I would have wanted him to keep going at that left back.
Yeah.
Because we were getting results. You know, we're having joy down that right-hand side. The point is not, you know, 9 games left. We really need 18 points minimum.
Yeah, no, it's just so poor. It's so frustrating. Like, every goal that a relegated team would concede, we've conceded this season, if that makes sense. It's like the moments of madness, we've just shot ourselves in the foot, like against, that, what was that home game the other week? Bromley. It's just all season we've had stuff like that. It's not been fun at all. And the table does not lie at all. And a lot of the wins we've had, without being all just really negative, it's just like we've been lucky, especially at the start of the season. But for me, it's a lack of basic. It's a lack of kind of, right, we're going to get the ball down and play like this and just try and make something happen. It's just like Gary Johnson always used to play like nice passing football. I don't understand how it changed this season. It's just, we make it so difficult, and you don't have to be that amazing to stay up in this division at all, as we've said. It's a special kind of bad to be relegated.
You look at the table, and we've said it on previous podcasts, but you look at the table, there are two very good sides out front. Wrexham and Notts County, as much as it's been to say, are two really good sides who would probably be fairly comfortable playoff places in the division.
I agree with you, yeah.
But the other 22 sides are not very good. The fact that Woking are challenging for third.
Yeah, exactly. Woking. That's a very well-drilled, solid team.
Yeah. And to your point about Johnson's side playing in a different way, I've said from the beginning, I think the squad that he built at the beginning of the season, there was a plan.
Yeah,
the problem definitely. With it is that it fell apart 20 minutes in because Andrews got injured. Yeah. Jarvis wasn't even playing in that game.
No, Jarvis was already injured. Andrews got injured. Did sign good enough pacey wingbacks.
Yeah. I mean, I think Crowe could have been a good right wing back. I think Martin, based on what we saw.
Martin getting injured in preseason as well. That was bad for him.
Really good. So those two on the outside of a midfield five or a back five, if you're defending, that I thought was good enough. But Crowe hasn't really done a lot. And Martin's been injured the whole season. So
and you look at like the central midfielders. You know, I mean, Andrews, like, I had such high hopes for him. It made sense to sign him. But then he didn't. Well, it made sense, bear in mind, this season before Aldershot. But then when he was injured, it was always going to not be great.
Yeah.
And then obviously midfielders, McGavin and Hansen. I mean, McGavin's very frustrating because he's shown glimpses at times, but it's just, and in other games, he cannot find his own man. And Hansen, I'm still yet to work out what on earth he is as a footballer.
I did the exercise the other day because obviously, you know, you speak on Twitter and you're like, why are these players here? But when every single one of these players was signed pre-season,
yeah,
and every single one, I thought, yeah, I can see that. I didn't have that sense the season before. I didn't have that sense when we signed.
No. They did make sense. You thought Hansen, he stood up for Dover. Maybe he's going to make the steps up now.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it did make sense.
And it could well be that they find their feet. But what could happen is they'll do it in the National League South. Their two-year contracts will expire and then they'll sod off.
Yeah.
Which would be classic Torquay. So, I don't want to. I mean, we'll probably do a post-mortem / wake.
Yeah, it's going to be a massive... Yeah, wake is a good way of putting it. Massive one at the end of the season, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not privy, obviously, to the contract situation. I would assume we'll have 4, maybe 5 guys under contract.
We've heard that it's Hansen, McGavin. Some people said Jarvis.
Jarvis wouldn't have come down for just a one-year contract.
No. Is Marshall one as well?
Marshall, possibly.
Another player frustrates me. He's got all the attributes,
2-year contract,
but he doesn't read the game.
Yeah,
half the time.
But again, it will be even if we manage to stay up, it will still be a pretty big rebuild.
Oh god, yeah. I mean, if we stay up, I think this will trump a lot because they're so dead and buried. It's unbelievable.
Gateshead was a good day out by the 174
amazing
people.
Amazing following.
Which again is, I mean, we say it a lot, but...
Shows that streaming's not really hurting, is it?
No. Our attendance for away games, considering our home crowds, is astounding. And I don't think we get enough credit as a fan base, putting up with, let's be honest, a lot of really shit.
Rubbish. I mean, I've been following this club since 2004. This is going to be my fifth relegation.
Yeah. 2004 was a good year to start.
Yeah. I was kind of like in and out there. If I'm honest, it only really kicked in 2006.
Right.
Which was 06 and 07 relegation. But I remember memories of football when Torquay were a League One team in those days. And it was like, right. You're right. It's very impressive. The fan base, love it's an interesting one. Obviously, if Halstead is badly injured, he'll be in goal at the weekend. Lovett's a weird one because I think there's ability there, but there seems to be a total lack of confidence at Playmore there. So I think he's had some solid performances away from home, but every time he's been played at Playmore, he's just a bag of nerves. Like, he can't do basics. And that Altrincham, he saved a penalty against Altrincham, but he all 4 goals, he was like at fault at.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's a thing. And obviously, if he's got the ability, that's a frustrating thing.
But I mean, how many times have we as a team kept a clean sheet this season? I think
never.
3 times in the first 3
games. Look at the shots we concede per game. Oh my God.
And I don't think you can, you know, you can have any goalkeeper in the world in goal for us, and we'd still have let in 50 goals.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
You just can't give up those kinds of chances. And
Keepers have made mistakes, but they've made a lot of saves as well. Like that's the thing to bear in mind. Like, it's unbelievable amount of shots from distance we've let, chances in the box, crosses are the worst one. That's not dealing with crosses into the box.
Yeah. So I think Gateshead was 1-1. We took a point. We're still somehow we made up some get space on the teams above us because Dorking lost. So now we're only 6 points behind Dorking, kids. Which is,
I didn't even look at the table, went my.
We're 6 points behind them, which that the defeat to them is going to be what fucked us in the season.
Like. Yeah, that stopped it all, didn't it? That whole game, because we were on a good roll. We were what, 5 points and 4 points and seven then?
Yeah, we were doing well. I think we won 3 out of 5, and the one that we lost was Notts County.
Notts County.
No shame there. But now, you know, we're 6 points off safety. But you know, Gateshead, who are,
and not leaving anyone back against Southend. When we were 1-1, you think, all right, we've had a terrible
result. And it's funny because that's the game we go for the win in.
Yeah,
we go for the win against a team in mid-table, the team that is above us. We don't directly above us. We don't seem to. Anyway,
yeah, you take a point in that game, you get going again. There's so many basic errors all season.
But Saturday we have Dagenham and Redbridge at home, who are kind of all over the place. They're kind of comfortable in like 12th, I think.
Yeah.
So they're probably not making the playoffs. They're 9 points off the playoffs, so that's probably not happening for them. They're not getting relegated. They've just sold one of their strikers to Notts County, I think. Is it Notts County who bought them?
Morris, what his name.
They didn't buy the one who scored against them, Notts County, which says a lot about Notts County, who also haven't won since they signed Connor Lemon Evans, which doesn't make
sense. They've won one. Was it one?
Have they? Oh, that's disappointing.
I think the titles shift. I mean, it's all about like when they play each other, but I think
I mean, makes them have a game in hand, they'll be 6 points clear.
I still think not to do it in the playoffs. I just
probably, even and I wouldn't be too upset to see them.
No, to get both of them deserve to go on,
But you know, Dagenham could be anything. I mean, they've beaten Notts County in the past few games, but then they've also lost to who did they lose to? I was looking at this earlier, they lost to Maidenhead at the end of February. We lost to Wrexham. Okay, fair enough. Everyone loses to Wrexham. So I don't know what could happen, except for the fact that what normally happens is Dagenham and Redbridge come down, they get a goal, and then they defend for another 60 minutes and we lose.
Yeah, no, we can't afford to.
We absolutely have to win. And I would really like it. And I don't know what the tactics are, but we play games where it's almost like they've been told, go out there and be solid for 30 minutes.
Hmm.
I say go out there and go at them like rockets for the first.
Yeah, no, I agree with that one. Goals,
because we know we're going to concede a goal.
Yeah.
So we might as well go for it. And I don't think anyone would be. It would be nice to see them giving it a go for a change. Even if you end up going down and it, you know, you've only won 4 games out of the last 9, but you've given it a go in every single one of those 9 games. I think that's all you can ask for at this stage.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bit of a rush. Bear in mind that Jarvis doesn't walk out the door by the end of the deadline day tonight. There's a little bit of optimism in this new signing, isn't there?
Yeah, let's get on to that. So Frank Noble, or Noble, I don't know how you say it, but Noble, he's around the block a few times.
Yeah, wow.
Started at Chelsea. What a
Wikipedia page.
Yeah, he started at Chelsea.
I to say that.
He's been at a bunch of EFL clubs, like Colchester, which I think is probably where he knows Lassie
from. No, I didn't realise that link. Yeah, maybe that was the link that brought him
down. Lapsley follows him on Twitter, I noticed. So I assumed they were at Colchester.
Maybe because he tweeted yesterday. I did see his tweet and a few Torquay fans were going, oh, come Torquay. So maybe that's happened.
I think it's the kind of player that we needed in November. He's a big lad. He doesn't score a lot of goals. He scored 60 goals in 400 games. So the strike rate is not huge. But it might take some of the pressure off Jarvis. If we have them both playing, Jarvis is currently being the guy who's being the hold-up play man. He's probably better at not being the hold-up man. If you can have someone like Noble providing not flick-ons and knockdowns for him, that might get us some joy.
I mean, at the end of the day, people say, which is quite right, that he's not a prolific striker. But if he had been prolific in the levels that he's played at, he would not be signing for Torquay right now. There's quite a level lower. You know, think of Tim Sills's lack of prolific before he was at us and even Jarvis in recent years before he joined us. He scored 2 in 24 in the league above. Yeah. So I'm quite excited by that personally.
Yeah.
I remember him breaking through at West Ham. I do remember.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I thought he was a good player. I'm so, you know, he probably didn't have the career he thought he was going to have when he started at Chelsea. Well,
definitely not where he is now.
Yeah. But I mean, he seems very enthusiastic on Twitter. Yeah, that's
nice to see.
I would like us to sign another defender or midfielder.
Yeah,
it will happen at this point. So he will presumably start on Saturday.
I do like our new midfielder, by the way.
Wilson.
Yeah, no, I do.
I was not sold on him because his, you know, he's 33. He's been injured.
Oh yeah, at the time I was like, what a dreadful signing.
But he's been really good.
Yeah.
He was kind of arguably at fault or at least a bit unlucky for the goal against Gateshead, but he's looked like a decent player. I would have no problem keeping him, even if...
Oh, I love him. In South or North next season. Yeah. South or National League next season, where we are.
But with Noble or Noble, I probably should have researched how to say his name, but with him starting on Saturday, hopefully with Jarvis, because we've seen some frankly laughable rumours this week that Jarvis is on his way to Yeovil.
Yeah.
Seems to have been started by a Yeovil fan on Facebook, just stirring trouble. But the problem is, we're like the puppy you hit too often as a fan base. Like, as soon as you say something, we flinch, because it would be totally on brand for us to bring in a guy, presumably on a free, get all excited.
It did worry me that he was a target man, and I was like, oh, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
I'm a bit worried about this now. And as we're recording this at 8:44 PM, I think the transfer line tonight, probably about 11.
Yeah.
Well, I hope by the time we don't have an egg on our face by tomorrow. But if we've kept them two, then that's very good. But,
yeah. So Dagenham. Are we going to win against Dagenham? Yes or no?
Oh, I was bold the other day. I said it was a laugh. I'm talking to her. I say we'll win.
I'll say we win more because we have to. If we don't, we're relegated, potentially.
My opinion is I was basically accepted relegation as far back as October when we didn't beat like Scunthorpe at the time, and then at Christmas and then after the Dorking and Southend game, I was like, no, it's definitely gone now. But yeah, you still win games when you go down. And
I can't decide if I want them to still be. I'm watching two games in April, and I can't decide if I want it to be uncertain or not. I think for my stress and blood pressure, it might be nice to go and watch a game knowing it doesn't matter.
I mean, yeah, if we win 2-0 at the weekend, then all of a sudden it's gonna be like, oh, you're saying there's a chance kind of attitude again. So
yeah,
I know what you mean. No, we have to win, but we've missed so many must wins all season. It's like very high playoff form is needed now.
Yeah.
For a team that can't string two passes together on a consistent basis, that's a lot. I mean,
Johnson's teams do tend to be very streaky. Historically, they've been, they'll win 9 games out of 10, and then they won't win again for 3. Well, we saw it in our not promotion season, you know.
Yeah, we saw it in the season before that as well. We saw it in the COVID season.
Yeah.
We were literally like playoff bound for the first bit, and then we were literally like, oh, we might pull into relegation zone, and the season ended. So,
yeah. So, I think I have to believe we're going to win. Otherwise, what's the point? Dagenham are probably the kind of team that you could do with playing, who don't have anything to play for, which wouldn't be the case for quite.
We had that against Solihull Moors, and they were absolutely there for taking, though, weren't they?
Well, Solihull Moors, I think, could still make the playoffs, or they could at the time. Well, they won 4 in a row, I think, so they're still in the hunt for playoffs.
Yeah,
Dagenham are so far behind, like they're 9 points behind, and they've only got 9 games left. That's asking a lot.
Yeah.
But you have to just. Our side needs to go out and go for the win from minute one. If you do this passive, we'll play till half time. And if it's tight,
then the second half, they just fall asleep. First 10 minutes, there's nothing more annoying every game.
Yeah. I mean, how many times have we conceded within, 5 minutes of the restart? I'm not going to look it up because that takes too long, but it's a lot.
Yeah, that's bad.
And also, the teams, Scunthorpe have signed a bunch of players, Yeovil have signed a bunch of players. Like, they've made more moves than we have. So we agreed that we're going to piss the game on Saturday, right?
Cool. I mean, my plan, actually, my point was going to be for that signing. I was literally, my question was going to be to you, as the club accepted relegation, because that's how it felt. Because they're literally just signing, we signed that Jack Stobbs because De Silva left. They weren't actually putting much more money in. It was like with Nicholson, was it the first or second great escape? when he literally was on Facebook like, yeah, no, I'm not this time on the last day. He was going, yeah, I haven't been given any money to get players, but we're going to rally together and go for it. Yeah. Now, new boys could be just, you know, I don't know what sort of deal he's on. He could be on a big deal. He could be on a, yeah, I'll just play a few, like a cheap deal just to help out, do something.
I mean, maybe he's on one of those deals where he's on 200 quid a week, but if you keep us up, we'll give you 20 grand.
Yeah, or like goal bonuses and appearance bonuses. Yeah. It could be a non-contract deal, to be fair. So, you're right. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, just a bit of excitement a new signing brings, though. It just even though we're absolutely dire, doesn't take much. No, just on a bit of personality, a bit of a name as well. It's nice for us to sign a player like that, actually. Where people, other clubs are going, oh, he's great, or he's terrible. You know, other clubs know him.
Yeah.
Not just some kid on loan. I forgot what it feels like.
Right. Well, we've had an endless parade of.
It's ridiculous numbers and non-contracts and that, and it's just the hallmark of relegated teams, isn't it? It's just panic, but I like the on paper I like the three signings,
should we want to talk about Jarvis quickly, because we were having a disagreement within how effective Jarvis is. I think he's brilliant. I think without him, we'd have been relegated by January.
Yeah, of course.
There are others who will remain nameless until the end of the segment, who don't think he's very good and don't feel that he would get into any of our better squads of the past few years. Do you agree, Swanny?
My opinion is if we had him 2 years ago, that we would have been a football league, because when Wright, we might have even started ahead of Wright, but when Wright was struggling, he would have been that consistent one in there. He's had a few poor games, and who hasn't? But I think with a team that's actually given him more sort of service, he'd have been so much better. And if he actually had that consistent strike partner, I don't think him and Goodwin work very well together, personally.
No. Goodwin was a good player. They weren't a partnership.
Not at all. And we never played to their strengths. You needed someone who was sort of pacey striker. You need like Bennion and Sills kind of thing. He needed someone like that, but I think he's a really, I just love his work rate. I love how much he wins in the air. And I remember thinking him and Andrews were actually going to tear it apart at the start of the season. If I was like, oh, as soon as Andrews finds his fitness, it'd be right. So yeah, it's a bit like when we went down under Owens and we had Reece Healy on loan, and then he'd end up going to Toulouse. He scored like 9 goals within like a few games, and it's just like, yeah, it is interesting how it goes with that. But I think Jarvis is really, he's my player of the season by quite a long way for me.
Yeah, I think if we'd had Lawrence the whole season, I think he'd be up there. But
of course,
and he scored 10 goals, which isn't a lot of goals, but it's also, it's that many goals in a team that is not set up to take advantage of what he can do. Team that is very poor, can keep a hold of the ball in the midfield. If we'd had, going back to the team 2 years ago, if we'd had Nemain and Whitfield by the side of him, he probably would have got 20 goals.
And then Armani lists in the field, and then Ivan's behind him.
Even last season,
I think he could have as well, with how little and Lemna Evans were.
Yeah. I would hope that with Stobbs, he might be able to get the ball in. And also, now that we have two, theoretically, target men in the box.
Yeah, that's going to be a bit mental. Like, it's going to be like illegal war crimes in football context if we have two big strikers up front. Like the way I've seen us play this season, it's going to be horrible. Like the amount of long balls, I don't think I'm ready for it.
I don't care if it gets us out of trouble.
I'm looking forward to it. There's a bit of Nathan Blissett about him, you could say, with his sort of, and Jarvis as well, with his kind of career path before. But then we've seen plenty of players come like that. Remember that, was it Enoch something in the Hargreaves relic?
No, it was the blood? No, that probably wasn't that guy.
No, not that one. That was Shawomi or something.
Oh, yeah, Shawomi.
I know, everyone made that joke at the time.
Did they?
That's a shame. Yeah, you know, he came in from, was that 6 or 7? And Hargreaves had him when we were relegated from League 2. I was like, it could go that way. Those sort of target men that come in. And various. And what was the French lad? Guy Gavin or whatever. And then we have Roy Fallon as
Guy
well. So it's going to go one of the two ways, isn't it?
I mean, it is the last roll of the dice, you know, the not last any more players after this evening.
No.
So what we got is what we got.
Pretty much.
You might as well go for chaos, because the organization that we've tried to do has not worked.
I have a bit of fun, I would say. Just pump it in the box.
Let's go down swinging. Go down laughing.
You know, if you're going to be that sort of team that's horrible, and just do it properly. If you're going to play horrible football, just do it properly. Get balls into the box. Actually have quality like that. If you're not going to be a footballing team, do it properly. That's what I say. And we've literally been a horrible team who've the most soft-centered team I've ever seen. So
yeah, it's weird because I think the defense isn't terrible. I think the attack, especially when we had Goodwin, but also with Collins, it's been okay. Mm-hmm. I would guess 90
the midfield and the structure.
Yeah. With no Ace of Hall. And anyway, we kind of can't keep going over that old ground. But I think Jarvis has been an excellent addition. Like you say, when we signed Jarvis and Andrews preseason, we'd been saying we need to buy strikers who are in their mid to late 20s who have experience.
That's the sort of players you're signing. They've fallen. it's like Stobbs as well. You've fallen out of their favourite, the league above, want to make it consistently nationally. That's the sort of players we should be trying to get at the end of the day.
Yeah.
They're a gamble. Of course they are. But
yeah. So I think it's absolutely worth keeping Jarvis around if we can. If we do end up getting relegated, I would assume he's on a 2-year contract. I would offer an extension so fast.
We're going to give you a 2-year. Him in the South would be unbelievable. Build a team around him.
Yeah. Yeah. And say, look, if we don't go up, we'll let you go for essentially a nominal fee. We won't hold you back if we don't go up at the first attempt. And I think Mr. Parkman is the person who didn't rate him. I think we can all agree he's wrong. We can all do the Nelson thing from Simpsons and go, him. I feel like I need to name and shame. I would love to see him with us next season, ideally in this division, obviously. I think if we can stay in this division, he would be a threat next year, assuming we can build the attacking options around him, which we haven't done this year.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think that's well covered, Chris. I think we've done a good job here.
Yeah.
The two of us. Thanks for joining me.
One more thing. Business.
There we go.
It's the National League contracts.
Yo, yes, that was shocking. Absolutely shocking.
Yeah, I don't have the contract information in front of me, but the clubs and the FA have agreed in principle this idea that if players are injured, they can essentially cancel their contracts. And it's a little bit more nuanced than that, but it is.
Or they get a statutory pay,
which I think is like 100 quid a week, right?
It's absolutely shocking because you can say, oh, this is what happened in the normal world. The football is a totally different industry. Yeah. At the end of the day, they're getting injured playing for that club and that organisation, so you can't do that with people and their families and so on. As you will just have people going half-assed into games and just leaving football.
Yeah.
Because they're already trying to not become a painter or a decorator, whatever they want to do on the side.
Yeah.
And find some sort of, it's so hard to find a part-time career to already have your part-time thing. No, these lot, like our lot right now, one bad season, like most of them have had from going into part-time football.
Yeah. Yeah, it's shitty. And I think, first of all, it's unbelievable that the clubs get to decide this. I didn't realise this until today, but the PFA don't have jurisdiction in the National League. But we've seen over the past 4 or 5 seasons that the National League is mostly as good as League Two. Like, all the teams that go up, I know it's the heart of Paul struggling this year, but the teams that go up compete.
Yeah,
and that's because players are prepared to take the drop down. If you have these contracts enforced, there's no way you're going to have players come down 2 divisions lower.
It's going to make it like the National League used to be again.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. And
I'm sure our owner likes the idea of saving a few quid, especially if you happen to have
an injury-prone
squad.
We wouldn't have a squad. We'd have 6 players.
Yeah.
If they were to do that.
I would hope that it's prevented in some way. I mean, I'm sure Paul or whoever is the PFA representative, even though they don't have jurisdiction, some of the players will be in the PFA, having been at professional league club in the past. I hope they can figure out a way to do it. And also, why aren't the PFA in the National League? They should be, because it's pretty
much... That's mad. I didn't realise that.
Yeah. I think we're not that far away from every single club in the National League being full-time.
Yeah, no, we're very close.
It should be by now, really. So, when I saw that, I was not apoplectic because it's hard for me to get too excited about it right now, but I couldn't believe how bad that looked.
Yeah, no, it's a shocking look.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you brought that up. I'm very glad you brought that up. Hopefully that gets resolved, and hopefully it's 3 points at the weekend.
Yes, 3 points next weekend, another 3 points the weekend after, then we'll go on this 9-game tear. We'll win against Wrexham last day of the season to prevent them from getting to a record point score. Everyone will be happy with that.
Yeah, I think we'll take that. Good plan. Right, thank you for joining me, Chris. Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you.
Therapy, wasn't it? Right, yes, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in a bit.